coming October 1st, Next Gen PT TV, an affordable subscription-based video platform designed by PTs for PTs. Access and watch clinically relevant content for as low as $7.95 a month. With channels ranging from orthopedic prep to applied pain sciences, you'll be sure to find a channel for you. Next Gen PT TV. More information at nxtgenpt.tv. On Twitter at nxtgeninstitute. Next Gen PT TV, coming October 1st.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
We start the PT Pintcast. Thank you very much for taking your time to talk to us. We like to say the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. So thanks for listening. If you want to help us out and keep the show running and maybe help some college students buy a beer, the best and easiest way to do that is just by telling a friend. You can find us online at ptpintcast.com or on Twitter at ptpintcast. And of course, subscribe and download all the episodes for free at iTunes. Talking PT, APTA style today with the man in the big chair. And from what I saw in his office, a hell of a view. Michael Bowers, APTA CEO since February of 2014. He likes scuba, baseball, guitar, and Roll Tide. So what gets you going? That's a pretty cool variety of stuff. Scuba, baseball, and guitar. I'm jealous because I can't play an instrument worth a lick.
The answer to that is one of my philosophies is you always need to have a beginner's mind. With a musical instrument, there's always something more you can learn. I always find somewhere new to go. I'm not going to be able to dive all the oceans of the planet before I die. So there's always something new. So I always want to go and see what's out there, what's next.
What's your favorite spot to dive? I've been twice.
My normal spot to dive. There's probably a difference between those two things.
Okay.
I go to Mexico a lot, to Cozumel, because I can get on a plane at 8 o'clock and by 3 o'clock in the afternoon be in the water. And I have friends who live there. So that's where I like to go. Obviously, Indonesia, which is thousands of square miles of ocean, where the marine life and the biodiversity is so profound, would be one of the best places in the world to dive.
As a class, we do a service learning project in our third year at PT school at Marymount University, and we go to Costa Rica, and we're there for 2 weeks working in orphanages, and then the third week is lined up to our spring break, so hope to do some diving somewhere down there. And just heard, it's just a different game down there.
Right.
So looking forward to that. So let's talk about some APTA stuff coming up. We know we've got something I've never been to before. We hear it from classes before us. PT school, as long as 3 years is, it goes by really fast. It really does. All these things that I wanted to go to but couldn't are now happening.
Right.
So now we're heading toward National Student Conclave, which is October 22nd to 24th in Omaha. Why is it important? I've heard from a lot of students. Well, let's hear from you.
Well, I think two things. Number one, as good as any single program is, it's the experience of one single program. And this gives you the chance to basically virtually see the world of physical therapy in a very different way. You learn about what is happening in other programs. You learn about what the marketplace might be like for you when you get out, because there are a lot of recruiters there.
Mm-hmm.
You get exposure to different parts of the organization, as Sharon Dunn, the president, will be there, basically doing a 6 degrees of Sharon Dunn, find out how wide her network is. I'll be there just informally. It won't be for beers. It'll be for coffee. It'll be for a different kind of brew.
Okay.
In the morning and have a breakfast. But it's a chance to interact and start a national network. While the network you get in your program is very important and will live with you forever, this gives you connections that are far beyond of what you can ever achieve in one program.
Yeah, as big as a pond as you think you're in PT school.
Right.
Once you walk into, I've been to a couple of Next conferences,
right,
and you walk in there and you say, oh, there are a lot of other people doing similar stuff, not the
right
same, and it's cool to see the similarities and the differences.
Yeah.
Along the lines of similarities and differences, because I said PT school is so fast, so quick, you start to figure out even what the APTA is kind of in your first year. You're trying to get your feet on the ground.
Right.
I realized there was a president. I had no idea there was a CEO. So I've met Sharon Dunn a couple times.
Right.
What does the CEO do? What does the president do? How are you similar? How are you different?
Sharon is elected by the House of Delegates as the president of the organization. She is we distinguish what I would call the chief elected officer and probably the chief staff officer. It's the easiest way to make that distinguish. As the president, she leads the board in the overall governance, making sure that the members' voice is, and as the owners, the members of the owners of the organization, that the policies are created and programs are created that serve their needs and serve the profession overall. My job is to be an employee of the board. I work for the board. I am hired by the board. I report to the board. And all the staff then report through me to the board. So my job is to make sure that our programs and our activities are aligned with the priorities that are established by the board and the House, and to produce outcomes that are consistent with those priorities.
Do you like it so far?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's the APTA has an incredibly engaged membership. A great advantage of this organization over many is that because the members are so engaged, it effectively magnifies our workforce and our impact. Members provide expertise, they provide ideas, they provide and point us to opportunities, and then help achieve some of the priorities through the work that they do as volunteers. So for us as staff, it's a great partnership.
Let's talk about one of those priorities coming up, National PT Month. I was at a Virginia Physical Therapy Association meeting last night and talking about some things that myself and my classmates are doing for American Physical Therapy Month. I know you guys are working towards aging well with a physical therapist. You guys are going to be on Twitter with the hashtag #AgeWell.
Correct.
So what are some things that are going to be going on around that? What's the focus there?
Well, we want to talk about how movement and how physical therapy can help you improve, help you maintain your mobility, help you maintain your quality of life. It's very important for folks, speaking as one who is on the other side of 50 these days, to know how your body changes and to recognize what is different for you. So what we're going to be doing is talking about things that people can do to age well, how physical therapy can add value to them, how you can make sure that you are even in touch with your body. I mean, I am aware of how my flexibility has changed and how stretching exercises and how things that are so important for quality of life down the road are things you need to pay attention to, but we don't. We forget. And so for us, this is a way to remind folks that there are so many things you can do. And obviously, in the boomer population, which is probably your parents, right?
Yeah, my dad told me, my dad was a New York City firefighter. He said, you've got your first four patients lined up once you graduate because I got a dad and three
right.
uncles, so they're ready to go.
You got it. You got it. And so when you talk about the notion of what you do to maintain your mobility and maintain your quality of life, those two are really in parallel. You can't have one without the other.
In a previous episode, we talked to a guy named Eric Mera, and he talked about treating patients who are on the older end of the spectrum. And he said you can't treat down to them. You know,
right.
You got to make sure they're lifting weights.
His
big hashtag is loaded. You've got to put it in there. And we also talked to a member of the geriatric section, Tamara Gravano, and she said this is on the further in the geriatric end of the spectrum. She said you got to treat them like they're a person, because if you treat them like they're going to be old and fragile, they're going to be old and fragile.
In fact, there's some literature that suggests that folks as they age are not pushed hard enough, and that resistance training, a little bit more rigorous cardio if they are cleared to do that, those kinds of things are really important. So yeah, we shouldn't get old before our time.
Right.
And I think what we're going to try to do with Physical Therapy Month is to make that point to people that you aging well doesn't mean just aging. And don't get old before your time.
Yeah.
So
some stuff is out there, and you keep moving. You keep moving forward,
right.
And you'll be all right. My grandmother, I got her into Tai Chi and kickboxing. We had her 90th birthday this past weekend, and Grandma is going to outlive me because she doesn't sit down and she keeps moving.
Yep.
So perfect radio segue there. Move forward. That's the APTA's initiative for consumer information.
We have a very rigorous website that has a lot of important information for consumers. It gets a lot of hits every month, but it's a place where people can go, and if they have a problem or they have a condition or a symptom, where they can go and say, how can I find assistance for this? It's beginning to show maturity. We're very excited about both what it has accomplished and what we see beginning to accomplish as we look at the vision that we have now for transforming society. The website preceded the vision that the House passed in 2013 about transforming society by optimizing movement to improve the human experience, but it is so in line with that that we're now looking at ways to expand that impact. Move Forward PT.
Move Forward PT.
Yes.
.org. There's a lot of literature out there, and we can get a lot of science, but patients don't want to sift through that. So I think that website that you had mentioned speaks directly to the patient in a way they can understand, and they can take it home, and they can kind of understand what really PT is all about, which is half the battle.
Sure. I mean, think of it from the average consumer. I want my car to run, but I don't want my mechanic to teach me about fuel injectors.
Bingo.
Tell me what will make it okay for me and give me what I need. So that website is designed at exactly that point.
I think it does it well, and I think it does it, like you said, on the language they're going to want to be able to understand it and easily digest.
Right.
Because I've got other things to do, and I just want my shoulder to feel better.
Yes, absolutely.
But I don't want to learn about the muscles that make up the rotator cuff because, you know, I'm a firefighter and I got stuff to do.
Or know about the literature that tells you why this is going to work.
Right.
Give me the answers.
Just want to be able to play hoops with my kid.
Yep.
So in one of the opening ceremonies at the next conference, you talked about four bigs. Do you remember the four bigs? You talked big science, big social, big mind, and big heart.
I do remember that.
And I remember sitting there in the audience and thinking, as a first-year student, yeah, this is the kind of profession I want to get into.
Yeah.
Are you seeing a difference in students getting behind the APTA's message of those four bigs as we come out of PT school? Because you've been CEO since 2014. You've seen a couple classes come out and graduate now. My class is on the way, coming up in May.
Yeah, I think a big example of that actually is the PT Day of Service. That's going to be happening where some former members of the student assembly leadership embraced the concept of transformation and the idea of going big and started something with the PT Day of Service that became the global PT Day of Service. And now we're going to have during Physical Therapy Month on October 17th, therapists from around the world, not just around the country, engaging and demonstrating their commitment to service and making a difference.
Yeah, those guys are pretty forward thinking. Got a chance to talk to them. At last press time, they said they had more than 450 people sign up to pledge, 44 states. So we were getting a little heat to the other six states who hadn't stepped on board.
Yeah.
Just a little playful to get them on there. But the cool thing is they were global. They were in more than like 9 or 10 countries at the time of us talking.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. So that is a good example of how students are kind of leaving PT school, but still leaving a mark once they get into the profession.
Well, and it's the students, I think, who are going to embrace something like the PT Day of Service. I mean, that's you can imagine the impact. Also, what we're seeing related to the foundation is the Marquette Challenge, where the programs, while they're students, are raising money for the foundation, and I think over $200,000 last year was raised.
Yeah.
A remarkable amount of money, and that's all student-driven. So from the earliest days, I think, in the profession, when folks come in, they come with a commitment to service, and that's demonstrated every day.
Yeah. It was impressed upon us by our former chair, Kathy Elrod, to work with the Miami Marquette Challenge, and for that reason, a guy named Steve Tepper came in and gave a really, really great talk to us, short, and just said this pretty much started my career in research in PT, and kind of impressed upon us how important it was. I had a chance to go to the gala at the next conference, Marymount University, where I attend, was given a mention and award there, and I forget who it was, I'd love to give him credit, said, "These students are pretty amazing because they've never drawn a paycheck as a physical therapist, and they've already helped donate X amount of dollars." And I think it showed that the Foundation for PT did a good job of explaining what they do. They fund research for physical therapy,
right.
And that's the career you're getting into. And you know, as students, we're buying in with time and money. We want to make sure that profession that we're going into has got some legs.
Well, it is building the future. When I think of students, and I think of my own university and training experience, what I got out of it, another four bigs, if you will. You know, I got a network that has lasted me through my entire career. I got emerging content and what's hot and what I need to know now and what I'll need to know in the future. I got a laboratory where I could practice, where I could get better, a skill base, and that's part of what my program gave me, is those opportunities to practice being a leader, practice being a volunteer, even practice being a therapist, although not a physical therapist. I'm a family therapist by training. And then a platform to launch, you know. You learn what to do in your professional association, and that enables you to go into society and make a difference in a different arena and a different platform. I think for students, when you think about those things, that's something you want the rest of your life. That's not something you just want in school. You want to network. You want to know what the latest emerging science and knowledge is. You want a place where you can go and practice the experiential learning. And you want folks who are going to cheer for you when you go off to do something bigger and better or different. That's what APTA tries to be for everyone. I think that's why it's important to think of membership in the organization, not just like buying a Starbucks. It's not what am I going to get right now that's going to serve me right now. It's how am I going to invest in my future for the long term so that I'll make sure I have those four things. And the Marquette Challenge shows that. That's an investment in the future. You're already pre-investing in getting late content years from now. And it also gives people the time. So those are the kinds of things when I think about what I see students doing and what I see them engaging. It is self-interest, but it's enlightened self-interest. And you make those investments because of the payoff that you're going to get a long time down the road.
Taking IPAs over TKAs. It's the PT Pinecast.
Coming October 1st, Next Gen PT TV, an affordable subscription-based video platform designed by PTs for PTs. Access and watch clinically relevant content for as low as $7.95 a month. With channels ranging from orthopedic prep to applied pain sciences, you'll be sure to find a channel for you. Next Gen PT TV. More information at nxtgenpt.tv. On Twitter at nxtgen Institute. Next Gen PT TV, coming October 1st.
This is the PT Pinecast.
We often hear to make sure they get that changeover from PT student to APTA member. Because after we graduate, you know, of course, on one side of the spectrum, the students are saying, I can't afford it.
Right.
On the other side of the spectrum, the APTA is saying, you can't afford not to. Because if you don't, it's not going to exist. There'll be nothing to support you 5, 10, 15 years from now. I heard in a Virginia Physical Therapy Leadership Conference meeting, you should invest now because as a student, you're going to be able to practice for 10, 15, 25, 35 years. Whereas the members now, some of the members in that meeting were looking towards retirement and saying, you have more to gain. As a student, I know it's hard to throw $500 the year after you graduate. So I asked Sharon Dunn this very question. She had told me about 30% of physical therapists are members, and she had told me the average cost is about $500 a year. So I said, would you be happy if you had 60% of the membership at $250 a year?
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's an either or question. Because ideally, if we could find other ways to have the revenue to do what we want to do as an association and advance its profession and charge no dues, we would do that.
Right.
There's always a sweet spot where you have to ask. We don't want to make membership an impossible reach for folks financially. That's counterproductive. But we also know we have a very large agenda and a lot of things we want to accomplish. So how do we find the sweet spot to make that work? And honestly, the House of Delegates, the representatives of the members, 400 people are the ones who set the dues. That's where the discussion occurs. It occurs in the House, and that's an important conversation to have. Now, if you ask me, as someone who is supposed to advocate for the profession, sure, it'd be great if we had double our budget. It would also be great if we had double our members, because the way we could impact legislation would be much bigger. We'd have a larger footprint. The thing that I would say, though, to students is that the board is trying to give you a soft on-ramp. There's a five-year plan now where there's a dues reduction, so you don't have to pay that full freight for a long time. It gives you a chance to get out and get settled, and it's a graduated payment that is intended to make that lift. The other thing that I would say is we really do need to consider what's in our head about how we think about it. And that's where I was going with my last statement. Nobody goes to a single session of physical therapy thinking, I'm paying for this and I'm going to come out and be well, or everything's going to be great. In fact, it may create some pain and some stress and some challenge for them, because in order to achieve the progress they want to achieve, there has to be not only financial investment, but personal investment, sometimes literally skin in the game. Mm-hmm. So when you think about it that way, and I know for me, practicing guitar, it's the hours I spend in the practice are not my payoff. But if I don't invest that time and that energy or that money on equipment or whatever it is that I need, my skill set and my abilities to do things in public will be greatly diminished. There are days when I don't want to engage in those disciplines. Mm-hmm. But if I don't, it doesn't hurt me that day, but it's an investment. As professionals, we have to think about how we're investing for the long term. Yeah, you cannot pay dues for a year. Yeah, you cannot go to this meeting. Yeah, you cannot do all that for a certain period of time. But at some point, that becomes a trajectory for you. And the same way that we want folks who come for care to physical therapists to have some commitment and discipline to their own development and to their own improvement and to their own rehabilitation. As professional, that's a big part of what physical therapists need to adopt. And every student needs to embed that in their mindset now, is that, you know what, this is an investment for the long term. And I can skip it, or I can cheap it out, or I can, you know, ignore it for a little while, but eventually that's gonna mean something to me down the road. Yeah, in the same way that we're talking about aging well. You know, for my musician friends, we talk about the difference between, what's the difference between an amateur and a professional? What we concluded was that an amateur practices until he gets it right, and a professional practices until they can't get it wrong. That kind of discipline, continual discipline, what a professional organization, what APTA wants to give and be for its members, is a place where they can come and have that kind of discipline. Get the network, make the connections, get the content, the research that students are helping to pay for, mm-hmm. practice, learn how to be leaders, learn how to be leaders in the association and also produce a return, and then go make a difference in the big world, transform society. That's really what we're trying to do.
That's a pretty good pitch for why students should make that transformation from APTA student member to APTA member after we graduate. All right, so give me the dirt. What's coming up? What haven't you guys released yet? I want some inside information. What are some things? I know we're talking about National PT Month, aging well with a physical therapist. That's on short term. Is there anything long term you guys want to talk about?
How long do we have to sit here and talk?
I got all day. I had no class today.
Let me start with the more immediate of the long term.
Okay.
APTA is working on in conjunction with the AMA, which controls the CPT process, on changing the how care is classified and paid for, new CPT codes. The big issue for us, right now, physical therapy is paid on the basis of volume. And what we want to do is make the patients and those in our care a part of that paradigm so that we're actually paid for improvement. What we know about physical therapy is that would give us a lot of advantages when we talk about early intervention. So instead of waiting to late stage, if you can demonstrate value of a PT early in a course of care or as an alternative to surgery or an alternative to medication, if we can begin to show value and demonstrate improvement in function, improvement in mobility, improvement in other health conditions, comorbidities, by early intervention and physical therapy, that will make a big difference. The foundation's working on that with some of the health services research and trying to build researchers to do that. APTA is doing that in very concrete ways about trying to ask how we can change payment and how we classify our care so that we include the patient in that payment system. That's one thing that's important that's been in process for some time,
right,
that will be engaged over the next year or two as well. We are beginning to talk about the notion of the movement system and how the movement system, that physical therapists are specialists in movement. When I'm talking to crowds that are not PTs, I say, you know, you think about it, something that doesn't move is either inorganic or dead. Movement is synonymous with life for any being. It doesn't matter what it is. So when we talk about the place of physical therapy in healthcare, and if we can get the public as a part of our training to talking about the movement system and PTs being movement system expert, it gives us a way to demonstrate not only just across the lifespan, but across the continuum of care, the value that physical therapists can provide. So we're very excited, and there will be probably a summit of association leaders in the next year gathered to talk about how we can inculcate the notion of the movement system in practice education and research, and then how we explain that to external parties so that we can demonstrate our place and value in healthcare. Those are two big ones. I'll stop and take a breath.
So the show is called the PT Pinecast. Usually the entire episode is the pint. We've just started a new feature called Shots Smaller.
Okay.
So parting shots, really. So okay. If you had an audience of PT students, and I'm sure you've talked to PT students during your tenure, what's one parting shot, one thing that students want to take away on how to be a better PT, or maybe how to be, specifically for you, how to be a better APTA student member?
For the student's benefit, I would say try during your 3 years to get to one NSC, get to one CSM, and do something in your chapter. Those are important. It may sound like work and you may think you're really busy, but at the end of the day, you'll get more than you have to pay for doing any of those.
I'm gonna call it the Michael Bowers hat trick.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to Omaha on October 22nd to 24th for National Student Conclave. That'll be my first one. Everything I've heard from the classes before me is you get more out of it than you had to put in for the time and effort to get there.
Right.
And it's just a great experience. So I like that as the Michael Bowers hat trick. Anything else you want to talk about with students?
Thanks for your choice to enter this profession, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do.
Cool. We wanted to make sure we gave you a gift. You don't come to someone's house empty-handed. So with my program, Marymount University, we have a service learning project to Costa Rica and to raise money to bring supplies and gear and equipment when we're in country in Costa Rica. We've just started doing a 5K race. And since the head of the APTA, you're in Alexandria, right. We're in Arlington. The race is April 16th. So I'll give you the pint glass from the PT pint glass for the Marymount 5K.
I think that's during our board meeting. So maybe we'll
We can wrangle some board members in there. I like that. So I wanted to thank you for taking time out to talk to some students. When I mentioned this a couple times online, a lot of students were pretty eager to hear what the APTA CEO had to say. So I think that says a lot about the profession and the students who want to get into this profession. They're pretty engaged, even as students. That was one thing I was shocked at, is how engaged most of them are in the field in terms of clinically and leadership wise.
Yes.
So it's a good feeling to have when the guys around you all care a lot.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much for being on the PT Pinecast.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Awesome.
Cracking your back and a cold one. The PT Pinecast with McKay. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.